Hey, this is Bob Johnson with the Brick House Team Previews. We got the number 10 team for you today, Brick House listeners, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Hey, Matt.
Hey, I'm Matt Baker. Bob, you know, if people want to contact us, they can reach us at BrickHousePod on Twitter or Bob at BrickHousePodcast.com, Matt at BrickHousePodcast.com.
Leave a review on iTunes.
So this is the Thunder podcast. We stated during the Jazz that the Jazz was the most listened to. We want to make the Thunder the most listened to and most commented on.
So we're going to make some really offensive jokes about a dead man. Is that what you're saying, Matt?
Man, well, sure. I mean, that's a great segue. Last year, the Thunder were hit with tragedies before KD decided to grow as a man in Silicon Valley, Bob.
That he did.
One of the stranger and suspicious things that happened was when co-owner Aubrey McClendon died in a solo car accident the day after he was indicted with charges of rigging bids for land leases.
I think we did a whole episode about that.
Yeah, super weird. His sudden death piqued the conspiracy theorist's interest, you know, yours truly, mine and yours within that group. But maybe it was with just cause.
Oh.
In this phone call reminiscent of season 2 of Mr. Robot, we hear a phone conversation between Thunder owner Clay Bennett and another unnamed man. Given the content of the phone call, one could guess it was Aubrey McClendon on the other end of the line.
The dead Aubrey McClendon?
Oof, well, you know, we'll let our audience decide for themselves, Bob.
Interesting.
Hello, this is Clay Bennett.
Clay, you son of a bitch. How are you?
Aubrey?
Aubrey is dead. Now you call me Thurston Howell III.
From Gilligan's Island?
Remember the episode when the Harlem Globetrotters ended up on the island?
I do. But Aubrey, Thurston, your body was found in your car. The blood type, the dental records?
It's amazing how much you can learn to be a criminal from Netflix.
You heard about Kevin Durant, I take it.
Pisses me off to lose that dickhole Laker, but that's not why I'm calling. I saw my wine... Aubrey's wine collection was sold at auction.
Not bad, right? $8.4 million.
Maybe if I were CEO of fucking Kmart. Listen, Clay, before any more of my favorite shit is sold, I'm going to need you to ship me some of my things.
I'd love to help, but that could be tricky getting out of the country, you see.
It's all been arranged. There'll be a plane waiting for the possessions.
At the airport?
No, I have coordinates, also from Breaking Bad. Have you seen that show?
Louisa, I've been watching You're the Worst, mostly.
Oh, man, that Gresham depression storyline last season?
Shit was too real.
Like looking in a mirror.
What do you want? Diamonds? Gold? Platinum?
Right, there's a box in my attic labeled Dad's Stuff. Do not touch.
Yeah, what's in there?
That's personal.
Come on. You're my best friend.
Every Playboy magazine from 1972 to 1975.
Vintage stuff. But that's it?
I mean, I also plan on keeping the plane.
Nice. Well, send me the coordinates, I guess. What do I tell the family?
Not my problem. I'm dead.
Matt, I've never really said this before, but I knew it on this one. He's probably living on that island with Tupac and Jim Morrison.
Yeah, you know, Tupac just would have had, I think, I forget what age, but he died. His 20th anniversary of his death was a few weeks ago. So,
wow.
You could see things are all coming together here.
Yeah, to pour one out.
Call Alex Jones, see what his thoughts on the Clay Bennett stuff are, the Aubrey McClendon stuff are.
Well, it's a good thing they dropped the investigation immediately after his accident.
Sure, but, you know, out of respect for the dead, or maybe not dead.
Respect for the bribed. Let's get into our changes.
Bob, they had I don't know if you heard about this one, they had a big subtraction in Oklahoma City. Dion Waiters signed with the Miami Heat.
I called that addition by subtraction.
Yeah,
but...
and Kevin Durant went to Golden State. Not sure if you knew about that.
I heard.
Randy Foy left, and I like your face at that one. You just gave a look of, okay. And Serge Ibaka got traded to... The Congo University Magic of Orlando.
Brought to you by Stuff, the Magic Dragon.
Yeah, brought to you by Stuff. As far as the additions go, Victor Oladipo, Ersan Ilyasova, and Domantas Sabonis came back in that trade for Serge Ibaka. Ronnie Price and Daniel Hamilton, and then, how do you pronounce it, Alex Abrines? Abrines? They drafted him in 2013, and they're bringing him over. They signed him to a $6 million a year contract, Bob.
They got Joffrey from the Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, Joffrey's part of that. And they also lost, or they didn't re-sign, didn't bring back Nazi Muhammad.
He'll be missed. They signed Russell Westbrook, of course, to an extension, and they re-signed Ronnie Price.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch McGarry may not be back, Matt. Did you see that he was suspended 5 games for the marijuana?
Right.
And then just a couple weeks ago was suspended another 10 games.
Oh, no.
According to the report, the new ban is not believed to be for another positive drug test, but a failure to live up to guidelines set forth in the drug program.
Huh. Okay.
So, you know, maybe that's like when you get pulled over and you've, you know, just ran over 15 parking cones and they say, we need to give you a breathalyzer. And you say, nope. You actually, they count that as a fail.
Yeah.
I mean, technically it's not a fail, but it actually is twice the amount of games that he was suspended for the last time.
Right. So it's 15 without pay. Wow. He was the number one power forward recruit coming out of high school. And he played really well for Michigan. There was a lot of hype. He, as we've talked about before, and I'm sure people know, he left college early mainly because of a drug suspension too, right?
Yeah, and the NCAA, one positive marijuana test suspends you for the entire season.
Yeah.
So he decided, why sit out a season when I could just get paid to sit on the bench, right, travel around on private jets.
Right, which is perfect, fine logic in my book.
Drink some of Aubrey McClendon's fine wine.
Ooh, yeah.
And it'll be interesting. Losing Serge affects their spacing almost as much as losing Durant. We'll tell you why when we get into the starting lineup.
And now, the starting lineup for your Oklahoma City Thunder!
Russell Westbrook may be the first guy to average a triple-double since Oscar Robertson. Where would you put the odds on this, Matt?
Honestly, I would put it at over 40, over 50 in that range. He almost did it with another star player because the ball is going to be in his hands 100% of the time. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't come out of a game the entire year.
Yeah, if I had to compare Westbrook to someone, it would be Daenerys Stormborn, Khaleesi, Mother of Dragons, Breaker of Chains.
Wait, Daenerys Targaryen? Isn't that
Targaryen,
a person?
Targaryen. Right. Oh, very close, Matt. Yeah. Very good.
Wait, what's her name? Her name is like that?
All of those are her names, Matt.
Wait, but what about Daenerys Targaryen-ness?
Well, she
is
has...
I just made up a name for a Key and Peele skit, I think. Sorry.
Kevin Durant may as well have tried to take back the city of Marine. Am I right, Matt?
Yeah, of course.
Victor Oladipo starts at the shooting guard for this Oklahoma City Thunder.
What are we? Quick, bring it back. This is going off the rails.
Andre Roberson, I assume, will be starting at small forward because if they start Kyle Singler, he would probably be the worst starter in the NBA. Would you agree, Matt?
Yeah. The bench for this team last year was not good. They had a rough go of things. Ilyasova will kind of fill in on the stretch.
That's why I figure he probably gets the start over Cantor, even though Cantor gets paid like 12 times as much.
Really?
But they do need people to space the floor, especially because Westbrook and Oladipo really aren't shooters, even though Westbrook shoots like he is.
So do you think they can do some sort of thing where Ilyasova starts but only ends up playing, say, 20 minutes a game, and then Cantor and Adams?
I think it'll really depend on matchups.
Rest. Yeah.
You know, Cantor and Adams together really gave the Warriors a hard time in the playoffs. Cameron Payne, I'm interested to see how he does in his sophomore season. He was like the 15th pick in the draft. I think this last draft is going to end up being historically one of the better ones of the recent 25 years. You know, the Thunder extending Westbrook This offseason, instead of him going in with only 1 year left on his contract, he now has three. Not only is this good for potentially keeping him for longer, but it also makes his trade value so much more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were almost guaranteeing that Westbrook was going to be traded if he didn't sign an extension or agree to terms. But I wouldn't rule it out either. Just like Mr. Robot, you're not sure what's real and what's not.
That's true, because if everyone knew Westbrook had to leave, they would be completely lowballing.
To continue to mix metaphors or go back to one, though, be careful about crossing Westbrook.
Yeah. Did you finish?
He has dragons.
Did you finish the Game of Thrones? Was that? I was going to ask if you finished the Game of Thrones thing, but that's the conclusion.
Yes. Yeah. Fire breathing.
Fire breathing, yeah.
Breaker of chains. Let's get into the record prediction for this team.
Record prediction!
Last year, they were 55-27. I'm banking on just such a historical fuck you season from Westbrook. I'm calling it 48-34 for the Thunder, giving them sixth seed in the West. How about you, Matt?
I will say, yeah, that's actually what I had too.
48, really?
Yeah.
We should have a basketball podcast together or something.
Yeah.
Kismet.
Yeah, that would put them one game less than the Jazz in my record.
So it's going to be very close.
Right.
But if they're going to beat San Francisco.
If you're going to beat San Francisco, be sure to give Riley Curry a death stare. If you are going to beat San Francisco.
This is almost the only team that I guarantee beat San Francisco next year at some point.
How are they going to do it, Bob?
Well, what team would have more motivation than their former hero here? Cleveland certainly wanted to beat LeBron, but that wasn't in the cards.
Mm-hmm.
No one really cared how much Orlando might have wanted to beat a Lakers team featuring Dwight Howard,
mm-hmm.
right? At least the Nuggets got every Nick asset in the Carmelo Anthony trade. I was thinking, what is there going to be a precedent for this? Did Brett Favre get an icy reception when he came back as a member of the Vikings?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that pretty bad?
Yeah.
It'd be like the Inigo Montoya level revenge game. Westbrook, you killed my championship dreams.
Yeah, yeah. And now I have to kill you?
Prepare to die.
Yeah. I think they can beat him. If Nick Collison just walks out on the court yelling, "Why did you leave me?" at Kevin Durant, just over and over, just like passionate, upset, "Why did you leave me?" over and over.
You'd be crying.
Yeah, because if there's one thing you don't want to do is scorn Nick Collison.
I would never want to hurt his feelings.
Fun fact about Nick Collison. There are a lot of fun facts, but I'll just give you one.
Okay.
He played 4 years before Kevin Durant came around. That's how long Nick Collison has been around.
Right.
So he...
5 year Seattle vet.
He's just been with that team, and Durant has basically been all that Collison has known, except now.
So sad.
Yeah.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
Matt, the people want to know, hopefully it hasn't happened, but has there ever been a time when you were betrayed by a close friend or teammate?
Oof, man. I was trying to think of this because you sent me this question.
Do you have a Brutus to your Caesar?
I'll give you one. This isn't necessarily a betrayal, but I'll take you back to high school football memories. Everybody loves those.
Yeah, okay.
Our homecoming game my senior year, we played the school called Wilcox, okay? Homecoming, you want to get the victory. We had a tough go of it. But we had the ball, one final possession, to score and win the game, okay?
Uh-huh.
They hand the ball off to me as running back. They hand the ball off to me, first down. Hand the ball off to me, first down. Hand the ball off to me, first down. Like I was...
Three consecutive plays?
Something like that, to the point where...
Pretty good.
We were just marching downfield, right?
Yeah.
They couldn't tackle me. I was getting out of bounds, stopping the clock. Great Matt Baker-led drive.
Nice.
Couldn't be stopped. So what does the coach do? Calls a pass play, interception, game over, homecoming game lost.
Sounds like the end of the Seahawks-Patriots Super Bowl. Lost $100 on that fucking interception.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's similar to that. I guess it wouldn't be a personal betrayal, but it was a betrayal of, I can do this.
Did you slash your coach's tires?
Yeah. And yeah. I said, Bob just lost $100, too.
On the next episode of Brick House.
On the next episode, we introduce a team that I'm pretty high on in the rankings, naturally. They should be more fun to watch this year than last year. Every game has the potential to be 300 points combined between the two teams. Find out who we're talking about on the next episode, a bearded one, of the Brick House Podcast. Thank you.